This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. All right, guys. So we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The cough doesn't go away. It doesn't matter how much I've tested negative for COVID, the cough does not go away. So you just expect that if you do get Omicron, you're going to have a cough. But, you know, I have been very confused why so many people have been testing negative for COVID. I tested negative three times. Three times tested negative for COVID. Yet I had the same symptoms early January as everybody else. Got better. Still have this stupid cough. Not sure why I still have this stupid cough, but I do. No, I don't smoke. I don't, no. But it feels the exact same way, same type of cough I had early on, except it's just way better. And so I wondered if maybe there's another virus. Maybe, you know, because everybody's saying, oh, our test kits are awesome when it comes to picking up Omicron. Well, not entirely. No. No, I mean, but then again, when people test positive for COVID, do we know what strain it is? Omicron is now becoming the dominant strain. But we do have a variant. And we're being told the variant has been picked up in 22 states, which means it's everywhere. It just might not have been picked up yet. So people want to know, what is this new variant? Now, they call the new variant they call it stealth variant. But the BA2 is a sub-variant of BA1. BA1 is Omicron of the B lineage. And there's different lineages of these viruses. Kind of like a species in a way. The BA2, we believe, came from BA1. So I call it baby Omicron. Yeah, little baby. People are calling it stealth Omicron, son of Omicron, Omicron sister. Whatever you guys want to call it, I don't care. But it's BA2. Now, I'm not panicking about it. They're like, oh my gosh, there's another Omicron variant. Well, remember there was a Delta variant, right? Delta Plus. What happened with Delta Plus? Not much. Maybe a few cases here and there. But, I mean, Delta was dominant. And when we had a sub-variant of Delta Plus, it didn't really seem to overtake the first Delta. Now, Omicron, yep, has overtaken Delta cases. So Omicron might have actually saved our lives in a way, because Omicron is less severe. But we'll see what's going on now with this new variant. So what do we know about it? Well, in Denmark, Health Minister Magnus Heunicke, not Heineken, but, oh, Heunicke, reported that baby Omicron is about 1.5 times more contagious than its parent. But the hospitalization risk seems on par with Omicron. So they don't believe there's any more hospitalizations. They don't believe it's more deadly, but they do believe it is more contagious. And they're like, oh my gosh, 1.5 times. Delta Plus was supposed to be 10 times more. So you see, I'm not worried. I'm not freaking out. I don't like Omicron that much. You know, but it's the last thing I want is any baby Omicrons around. But we've seen worse. According to The Hill and Reuters, BA1, the Omicron, accounts right now for 98% of global cases. Denmark has seen BA2 surpass the previous subvariant recently. So we're seeing baby Omicron or stealth Omicron surpassing Omicron in some countries. Denmark, I'm not sure. I know we've seen it in India and Philippines. I just don't know if it's the dominant strain. In America, it's not the dominant strain. According to the World Health Organization, BA2 differs from BA1 in some of its spike proteins and its prevalence in multiple countries. They say as of January 24th, the Omicron or the baby Omicron has differences in spike proteins. It's increasing in many countries. Investigations into these characteristics, including immune escape properties, virulence, should be prioritized independently and comparatively to BA1. So what they're saying is, even though it's not a variant of concern, It needs to be studied and investigated and looked upon not as, you know, oh, maybe a 1-2 punch with Omicron, but maybe a brand new, a completely new infection in and of itself. So what are the differences? Well, Omicron and baby Omicron share mutations. A lot of them, we've talked about the N501Y, the K417N. These are common S-glycoprotein mutations in their spike proteins. But Omicron does differ from baby Omicron by having some unique differences in their mutations and their spike proteins. So I'm not going to read all of them to you, but there are about 28 different mutations within BA2, according to Journal of Medical Virology. They don't know if these have an impact on transmission, virulence, severity, and immune escape. Now, one study says it looks like the Omicron, baby Omicron, is able to still be fought off with our vaccines. I know there's been a lot of conflicting data on how good our vaccines are with baby Omicron or Omicron in and of itself, because a lot of people that have been vaccinated and boosted have Omicron. It's really kind of depressing to me, because I get patients that call in and they have the sore throat, they have the runny nose, they have the cough. One today lost her sense of taste and smell. And I go, have you been, you know, vaccinated for COVID? She's like, yes, and boosted. And they always, it's so funny. I don't want to say it's funny, but it's just this look of frustration. Like, I did all this. Why am I home sick? And I'm like, well, it still could be flu. It could be a new variant. And, you know, hopefully all you have is a mild case because you've been vaccinated to protect you. But the frustration people have that they've been doing the masks, they've lost, you know, so much of their salaries and income because of all the new restrictions and less volume and, you know, less tips and whatever. And, you know, they say, yes, I've gotten vaccinated and boosted. And, you know, that doesn't mean to not get vaccinated or boosted, but what it does mean is that the government needs to probably be a little bit more honest next time about, you know, these vaccines and how good they can be. And it also means we probably need an updated vaccine. I think our vaccine is way out of date. So, as I said before, I'm not too panicked. You know, what I don't like about any variant is, you know, we all want the variants to go away and die off. We don't want new births. We don't want new babies, you know, and you know, with new mutations. But remember, Delta Plus didn't really go that far. For now, God willing, 1-877-DELTA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Excuse me. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So throughout this whole vaccine rollout as of last December, so now we're over a year into our rollout, people ask which vaccine is better. Is it the Pfizer or is it the Moderna? And I couldn't tell you. Or the Janssen, the Johnson & Johnson. I had high hopes with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it was a one-shot deal. You know, it was technology that, you know, wasn't as new as the Pfizer and Moderna. So I expected the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to blow everything out of the water, and it didn't. In fact, it looks like immunity waned after a couple months, which is why if it's been 2 months since your last Johnson & Johnson, you need another shot. And so we're probably not going to have a lot of people get a Johnson & Johnson shot every 2 months. It's just not practical. So a lot of Johnson & Johnson recipients are getting Pfizer and Moderna. But people kept asking, okay, between Pfizer and Moderna, which is better? Which is better? Moderna had originally looked like, remember, Moderna was supposed to be a Pfizer had come out with their data, say we are 90% efficacious against preventing hospitalization and death. Moderna came out the next day or week, say we're 94.5. So then, one day later, Pfizer came out saying we're 95%. So I don't know how that happened, where they went from 90% to 95% right after Moderna's. But I'm like, look, I'm not going to take this data from Moderna or Pfizer. I want an outside objective look as to what's a better shot. And to me, in terms of the percentages, look, I'm happy with my flu shot at best 60% effective. So I don't care if they're 4 or 5% off. I did care about some of the side effects. People who got Moderna felt they got a much more severe, shall we say, post-vaccine course than Pfizer recipients. You had Moderna arm where, you know, I mean, the arm would get these weird, big, red, and everybody's like, oh, I have an infection. We're like, no, it's called Moderna arm. And we had to diagnose that sucker pretty quickly, otherwise everybody was going on antibiotics. And you had some people that cited they had more severe symptoms. But people had then countered that with, well, Moderna's probably a stronger shot. And we looked at the different adjuvants and the different ingredients in the shot, and I can't tell you between the potassium chloride or between some of the sucrose or whatever they had in it, you know, why one would be so much more different than another. But what we did know is that Moderna seemed to induce a more prominent post-vaccine response, so we assumed maybe your immune system would be primed more. So we have a study that said that Moderna did actually beat out Pfizer in terms of preventing, COVID or becoming hospitalized. So as we know, these COVID vaccines are mRNA, nuclear material, genetic material, is in a liposome, and it has to be able to get carried into the body. So if your body rejects it before it even gets into the, before it gets to, you know, travel into the cell, it won't work. Once it gets into the cell, it basically hijacks the cell's factory workers to make spike proteins. The mRNA is a messenger RNA. It has instructions. Your body's cytoplasm, not the nucleus. The nucleus gets to stay asleep. With the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccine, the nucleus has to wake up and then has to make mRNA because they just get some DNA they got to deal with. But nucleus gets to still be, you know, off shift, and everybody within the cytoplasm is working to make these little spike proteins. The spike proteins then get presented to the immune system. The immune system has to learn them. So scientists for the CDC have found that both Moderna and Pfizer are effective. However, in the latest study, they looked at the differences in rates of breakthrough cases between Moderna and Pfizer. Now, the breakthrough case is those of you that have been vaccinated or boosted, and you're like, why the hell am I sick again? That's a breakthrough case. The team was also interested in any differences between the rates of hospitalization and death. So they looked at health records from 89 million people in the United States. The data included people with a wide range of demographics, and they looked at data from July to November 2021. So the variant would have been Delta for that. It wouldn't necessarily have been Omicron or Alpha. The researchers found that in November 2021, there were 2.8 breakthrough cases of COVID-19 in people who had Pfizer, but for Moderna, it was 1.6 per 1,000 people. So 2.8 versus 1.6, that's basically less than half. So the risk of hospitalization in the 60 days after infection was also lower for people fully vaccinated with Moderna, 12.7% versus 13.3% for Pfizer. They didn't, though, see a difference in mortality rates. So if you got the Pfizer or Moderna, in terms of dying, no difference, all right, in terms of dying post-vaccine. But it looked like Moderna was a little stronger. So Dr. Rong Zhu, professor of biomedical informatics at Case Western Reserve, said, we compared recipients of the two vaccines while accounting for patient risk factors, different approval time, varying time in vaccination. And even though they both are effective, there is an inherent difference in these two vaccines that they've seen. So what does that mean? Does it mean Moderna stock's going up? I don't know. I haven't checked this. You know what? Let's do that. Hold on a second. Let's just see what's going on with the stock. I have, like, a few shares in each because it was so expensive. I think Moderna's stock was, like, $400 a share or something. It was ridiculous. Pfizer stock I bought when I was a resident. And then I sold some of it when, okay, stock market's up. Hold on a second. Let's take a look. Let's just see what happened. Because, man, every time we get this news, oh, Moderna went up 5%. Pfizer went up 1%. Okay, so Moderna stock is up. Man, oh, gosh, that stuff is expensive. I don't like the stock market. But what does that mean? It means that there might have been, it means if you had to suffer a little bit more with your post-vaccine sequelae, it means that maybe you got a little bit more boost. Is it enough of a difference for me? I've gotten my Pfizer vaccines. Am I going to still stick with Pfizer? Probably. Even though the CDC says there's no problem mixing and matching, I like Pfizer. I mean, Pfizer made Viagra. I'm grateful. So, you know, I'm a fan of both companies. You know, oh, you like the pharmaceutical companies? Well, I'm sorry. I like cancer drugs. I like having medications I can prescribe for my patients. Yes, I do like pharmaceutical companies. But I also get that this, you know, it might look like splitting hairs. It does seem like Moderna people might have more protection. And by the way, this isn't new. We've been told, you know, for a while that this was something that we were told for a while that this was something that would possibly persist once people with Moderna didn't seem to be getting as sick. So I think it's okay. There was something else I wanted to share with you guys. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Adele was supposed to come to Las Vegas out of a residency. And remember, she got online, she got on TikTok, and she said, "We ain't ready." And we ain't ready. I was like, wait, I've never heard a British person say that. She was very tearful. She had to postpone. People said it was canceled. I was like, no, it's just postponed. And we can now use the word ain't. So I was kind of in a good mood because I've not been allowed to use the word ain't. That ain't making no sense to me. I just love ain't. And my mom would never let me say that word. Now we're being told Adele's Las Vegas residency may not go forward at all. Live Nation and Caesar's Palace are struggling to make a deal with Adele apparently fast enough to save her residency. Caesar's Palace, oh, if you've never been to Caesar's Palace, it's amazing. It's just, oh my gosh. I think Caesar's Palace had Celine Dion, had Elton John, so they offer a lot of residencies. I think Keith Urban is covering for her now. I think Keith Urban is going to be playing weekends at Caesar's Palace for the time being. But this really, really hurts because Adele was a huge draw. These residencies make a lot of money, not only for Celine Dion. I think, you know, she made, what, $385 million? Elton John, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, Cher, Bette Midler, Rod Stewart, Lady Gaga. These people make some pretty, pretty big money, but it also draws people in. Vegas just isn't about showgirls and gambling anymore. Vegas is about the clubs, about, you know, fantastic restaurants, is about the resorts, and it's about the entertainment. So for those of you that, you know, couldn't see Lion King in New York, you were able to see Lion King here in Vegas because Lion King was, I think, at Mandalay Bay. You know, you could see Broadway shows. You could see, symphonies. There's so much in Vegas now that it offers where, you know, it is the entertainment capital of the world. So I'll keep you guys posted if Adele gets canceled. I know some of you guys got tickets. I never bought a ticket because I like Adele, but for me to buy, you know, for me to purchase a ticket and that's that expensive, I have to, like, really, really love her music. I mean, I'll do it, like, for Mariah Carey because I don't think there's one song I dislike. Def Leppard. If Def Leppard comes back, I'm definitely going. Adele has good music, but I can listen to it now on my YouTube or my playlist. So, all right. 1-877-DOCTOR, number one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are canceling flights ahead of a winter storm that's set to hit the East Coast soon. The storm could affect over 70 million Americans and around 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the United States have already been axed for Saturday. Airports in Boston, New York City, and New Jersey are being affected the most. The Big Apple could see up to 9 inches of snow and parts of Connecticut over a foot. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh is surreal as he just drove on it last night. Fetterman adding this is an example of how important the bipartisan infrastructure law is in the country, which President Biden will promote in Pittsburgh on Friday. 10 people were injured in the collapse and it did sever a gas line, but local gas companies were able to shut the line off quickly. USA Radio News. The leading cause of death to Americans 18 to 45 is fentanyl. That's according to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott this week hosted 12 state attorneys generals at the U.S.-Mexico border to highlight the crisis of drugs coming across the border and making it into the United States.
A deadly dose of fentanyl is 2 milligrams. It's smaller than 2 grains of salt. And before the end of this year, there will be more than enough fentanyl seized to kill all Americans. And so this is an existential threat to the United States. It's a national security-based issue, especially being the fact that it's coming from China.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Core Consumption Expenditure Price Index jumped 4.9% in December from 1 year ago. That's a pace that hasn't been seen in 40 years and doesn't include food and energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us are concerned about our kids and overdose deaths. In fact, over 100,000 overdose deaths were reported last year. Remember when there were 60,000? And we're like, oh my gosh, that number, it's almost doubled. And our overdose deaths isn't just people doing crack, cocaine, some heroin. There's even newer medicines fueling this. Parafluorofentanyl and metonetazine have been, I guess, found. And if you take them alone, mix it with fentanyl, they're capable of causing overdose deaths. The CDC reported that the Knox County Regional Forensic Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, medical examiner for Knox and Anderson counties, conducted autopsies when requested in 21 counties. They first identified para-fluorofentanil. It's like another fentanyl, but stronger. It's a synthetic opioid. And they found that in toxicology results in victims of drug overdoses in November 2020. They also found metonetazine, either alone or in combination with fentanyl, and para-fluorofentanil. That was in January 2021. During November 2020 and August 2021, they reported 770 unintentional drug overdose deaths. 73% were positive for fentanyl. 192 fentanyl-positive cases in the absence of anything else, meaning only fentanyl. Some were fentanyl and meth. 48 had this para-fluorofentanyl. 26 had metonidazine. So we're starting to notice these get involved. These medications or these drugs becoming more involved. If you remember, we spoke last month about how Washington, D.C. Department of Forensic Scientists locally investigated used syringes, and they found the presence of protonetazine and isotonetazine. Now, those are synthetic opioids that are 4 times and 10 times more powerful than fentanyl. Fentanyl is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, and 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. So we're looking at something that is 5,000 times more, is that 5,000 or 500? Yeah, 5,000. No. The 500. Okay, let's do 500. Times more powerful than heroin. That's a lot. So para-fluorofentanil, you guys heard of China White? Yeah, it's been around since, I guess, the 60s. Para-fluorofentanil is a synthetic opioid similar to fentanyl, more potent, sold under a variety of names, but many of us remember China White. Metonetazine, protonetazine, isotonetazine are in the benzimidazole class of new psychoactive substance opioids. They are non-fentanyl opioid analogs known as the nitazenes. And these nitazenes, they basically hit the same receptor. They hit the mu opioid receptor and then can therefore still cause overdose deaths just like their weaker counterparts. We don't know how widespread they are, but oddly enough, I see you could buy this online in China. I posted a whole bunch of websites. They have not been taken down, and they're sold as quote-unquote research chemicals. And if you look, there's all these powders. Now, I mean, look, that's how they're selling drugs. They're acting like, you know, it's... I don't know how that doesn't... Nothing escapes China, especially with them dealing with everything going on with COVID and the Olympics coming up next week. But there are these... You can buy these online. I don't understand that. Unless they're fake websites and people spend the money. They say health officials encourage households to have Narcan or Naloxone to administer in case an overdose is suspected. Obviously, call 911 first. But here's the thing. One dose may not be enough. If these are that much more potent, 500 times more potent than heroin, then you're going to need more than one Narcan injection. Now, Narcan is the brand name. There's an injection, there's a nasal spray. Naloxone has been proven to be 93% effective in reversing opioid overdoses. Why? Well, because it will compete with the mu receptors, the kappa, the gamma receptors in the brain, hopefully knock out the drug, because the drug wears off and then there's more circulating drug. They kind of like take turns, or they wait in line. If it could get in there and compete, then it could prevent the opioids from causing the respiratory depression. Naloxone quickly blocks these opioids from causing that effect. If you are in respiratory depression, then you go into respiratory failure and you could die. Many people get very combative when you try to save them because they spent a lot of money on that high and they hope to be able to, you know, enjoy it. And so a lot of times when you administer it and they kind of come out of it, they come out swinging. So, you know, a lot of even law enforcement are like, look, you know, not law enforcement, but there was, I guess, Yeah, I think they were going to ask law enforcement to administer this if there were no paramedics. In the beginning, many law enforcement were like, look, we got to be ready for, again, people being pretty combative. You know, shouldn't they be done by medical personnel? But I think now police officers do it too because it is just so common. So where is it coming from? Is it all coming from China? I don't know. But there is a lot of concern that we are getting fentanyl from our border, our southern border, which is apparently pretty open. And a leaked video has now made the rounds. We're at Westchester Airport. It is one of dozens of secret charter flights that are bringing in illegal migrants and distributing them throughout the government. And it was fascinating leaked footage. So I don't know if you saw it. But apparently what has been allegedly happening is as migrants get absorbed into America, they are being sent to different cities. And Westchester, New York, apparently was one of them. There was body cam footage obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request from Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. And it showed migrants being flown from southern border states to White Plains, New York, and then on to other parts of the U.S. So in the footage, you see Westchester Police Sergeant Michael Hamborski questioning federal contractors. They are overseeing the migrants embarking and boarding American Dream charter buses in the early morning hours on the tarmac of Westchester Airport. The footage shows Hamborski speak to multiple contractors who are employees of MVM Inc., which is a private security firm that signed a $136 million contract with the federal government last year to, I guess, according to New York Post, transport the migrants and unaccompanied children around the country. There's 51 minutes of footage, and Hamborski is confused and digging for answers. He says, "You're on a secure facility here. We really don't know anything, and we're in charge of security." He says, "This is anti all our security stuff." And the other person's like, "Well, you know, we can't let this out." He presses, "Why not?" "Well, because then the American people will feel betrayed." They say underage migrants were being flown from Texas to New York for resettlement by the Biden administration. They say analysis of online tracking data done by the New York Post suggests that 21 flights brought 2,000 migrants that were caught crossing the border. So these weren't people that are undergoing the immigration process. These are people that are being, that were considered, quote unquote, illegal. And then again, where are these accompanied children going? Who's taking them? You know, are the families being vetted? Are these foster families? Now, in October, the White House commented that the flights have only been carrying children and teens. The DHS said it is our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children until they could swiftly be unified with a parent or a vetted sponsor. So that kind of kept people quiet, but we're seeing, there's a lot of grown-ups there also. Astorino is a Republican running for governor. He said this is a complete breakdown of our system. So it's interesting to see what happens. It's just, it's just really they can't tell us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we... You know, we talk a lot about how society is changing. And, you know, we're using emojis instead of text. We're trying to be more progressive, looking back at things that could be, you know, sexist or racist or not politically correct and fixing them. Well, in the last 48 hours, Disney has taken some hits. But not only Disney, looks like some of the people in the movies or actors as well. And so if you remember a couple days ago, we spoke about how Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, Elf, great actor, had spoken out about how Snow White, you know, has cast a Latina for their, to be progressive, but why are there still, you know, why are there still the dwarves and the negative stereotypes that come with them? I'm rephrasing because he cussed a lot. Well, now we are being told that the dwarves are pretty unhappy because they are getting canned from the remake. And, you know, I've said this before. Why do we keep remaking old stories? It's because they want to make money. You know, and I get they want to make money, and that's it's a great, you know, might be, let's say, a great story like the Spider-Man, you know, Spider-Man and, you know, the Marvel. And I get how they want to recreate Superman. I thought the Superman reboot was good, but I guess Disney wants to reboot Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And as they are trying to be the barometer of political correctness, they're having issues. So we talked about how Minnie Mouse was now given a pantsuit. She looks like Hillary Clinton. It actually looks more like they look like comfortable pajamas. They're blue. There's polka dots, and she has flats instead of the heels and the Minnie Mouse dress with the petticoat underneath or the underwear, whatever that is. So there was a lot of criticism with that. Now, apparently, dwarf actors are pretty upset because the Snow White remake is getting them canceled. According to the Daily Mail, dwarf actors Dylan Postel, Jeff Brooks, and Katrina Kemp says it was the wrong move for Disney to cancel the roles of the Seven Dwarves in its Snow White remake. The movie studio said it was rethinking them after Peter Dinklage had said that the story and the roles are backwards. And the dwarves are upset because Dinklage made $1.2 million per episode of Game of Thrones. Okay, that blows my mind because remember the Friends cast were making $1 million? And the Friends cast were making that much money. And that was, what, in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I'm surprised he only made $1.2 million per Game of Thrones episode. But Postel, Dylan Postel, was the leprechaun on WWE for 10 years. He was in the Muppets. And he said he is begging Disney for the role. He says Peter Dinklage may be the biggest dwarf actor of all time, but it doesn't make him King Dwarf. Kemp, Katrina Kemp, who was in Glow on Netflix, said the issue is far more complex than Disney is allowing it to be. She said writing the characters off in the remake entirely does more damage than casting anyone in them. Jeff Brooks, 62 years old, said he has never been offended by the story throughout his 30-year career. And, you know, this is what I said. In their attempt to, in anybody's attempt to be progressive, there's this collateral damage. And I don't know what the answer is. But this is what we're seeing. Like remember, The Lancet had tried to be politically correct and say people with vaginas as opposed to women. But has The Lancet looked at the last few decades how women don't want to be looked at as objects with vaginas? So you're trying to be, you know, progressive in terms of not gender labeling somebody, but when you do that, you put women back. That's kind of what's been happening now with sports and transgender athletes kicking women's butts in sports. Women have finally have, in the Olympics, they have their own basketball team. Women have these teams now and are getting to compete. They're still not there with football yet. Not sure how that's going to go, but, you know, women have made such advancements in sports to be able to say, look, women could do sports too, women could be athletes, only to then, when somebody who might have been born biologically male competes against them, showing their inferiority. And again, I'm not sure what the answer is because I think everybody should be allowed to compete, whether you identify as male or female. But maybe what has to happen is, you know, rather than forcing those who are transitioning to stop their hormones, and which I think is cruel in and of itself, maybe you don't have cis and trans. You have, you know, those that might be biologically male compete, those that might be biologically female compete, and, you know, if somebody is transitioning, you know, because transitioning doesn't necessarily equate them to the other sex in terms of all the athletic changes right away. So I don't know what the answer is, and you know, we've spoken about that, but this is kind of what's happening. We have made amazing advancements in sexual harassment, Title IX, for people in educational arenas to not feel inappropriate. And so somebody showing you their genitalia, somebody, you know, if you see something offensive or they send you an offensive picture, you could Title IX. You have a means to complain. Yet we have changing rooms now that will, you know, expose people to each other's genitalia, and some people might, you know, so you always, when you try to make change, you start to find out that you could accidentally shoot yourself in the foot by doing some things. And so I think a lot of people are struggling because the change is happening so fast. And again, maybe some of these changes, they're long overdue, but in a way you might be actually being unprogressive and bringing us back in terms of decades. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Disney, but dwarves have been since, what was it, The Wizard of Oz, they have been casted in multiple roles, and some of them were kids because they didn't have enough dwarves, and some of them were dwarves. And dwarves are starting to get an appreciation based on Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage was one of the favorites. In fact, people liked him more than Khaleesi. He was my favorite in Game of Thrones. And he has, you know, shown the world that, you know, you don't have to be the typical person. And you could actually be in roles and be significant characters. And he didn't try to pretend not to be a dwarf. You know, his height and his role was still brought up within the character, but he just did a fantastic job, and he was one of the biggest heroes in the whole series. So does this mean, because there's some concern about dwarves in the Snow White, does that mean now production companies are going to be like, you know what, we don't even have a dwarf. We don't want to do wrong. And then all these dwarves that have been using, that are in Hollywood, that are in the entertainment industry, do they now get hurt? So it's ironic, and I'm not sure where this is going to go, but Postel said that he has now become the latest victim of our woke nation. He said, we are in a society in a time of woke and progression, and I get that to an extent, but this is a fairy tale. He says this is a fairy tale about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Dwarves are one of the focuses. They are literally in the title. So how do you do a Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs without it? We are going to be talking about some of the new emojis. Some of the new emojis do include pregnant males. And so if you are a pregnant male, you can now, I don't know how many pregnant males there are, but now the emojis are starting to encompass, you know, a lot of the new changes or progressive moves. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.